To what extent have you been giving your power away in a relationship? To what extent have you been allowing others to make decisions for you? Or the flip side of that, to what extent have you been making decisions for others and taking their power away? Now, let me be clear about this, that we can't take power from someone who's not willing to give it to us. Does that make sense? So there is a complicity. You know, if I say to you, give me your power, and you go, do I have to? And I say yes, and then you give it to me. Whose responsibility is that? It's yours, yeah. Because you gave it. You don't have to give it. You can say what?
No.
No thanks. We need to be gracious about it. No thanks. Done that, been there, don't want to do it anymore. How many of you have said no thanks? Raise your hands. All right. Was that a biggie in your life?
Huge.
Huge. Can you be abused if you know how to set limits and how to say no to people who don't honor you? Can you be abused? No. When you're a little kid, do you know how to say no? Not really. So a lot of this is getting that you have to do that, starting to practice in your life, in your relationships, wherever you are, and then ultimately you go back to that little kid and you say, I will not allow this to happen anymore. I understand now. When I was totally you and I was just a little kid, I didn't know, but now I know. And now I'm going to sit with you and I'm going to protect you and I'm going to make sure that anybody comes into our energy field that wants to take our power away gets the answer, no thanks.